Well, in another win for religious liberty today, the Supreme Court ruled, also 7-2, that religious schools can largely hire and fire whom they please. That case centered on two former Catholic school teachers who had been fired, one because of her age, she claimed, the other because she had breast cancer at the time. Both tried to sue their schools for discrimination, but had their case rejected today by the High Court. Tom Gelton is NPR's religion and belief correspondent. He joins us now. Tom, remind us what was at the heart of this case.
So this involved the circumstances under which religious institutions, churches or schools, can, as you say, can make their own hiring and firing decisions without regard to employment law, because employment law, you know, obviously gives certain employees protections. The court ruled 8 years ago that there is what is called a ministerial exception in employment law, meaning that religious institutions cannot be forced to employ ministers who don't abide by that institution's beliefs. Now, today's decision broadened that definition. In this case, the court said that those two teachers at parochial schools, even though they taught mostly non-religious subjects, could still be considered ministers because they performed at least some religious duties. So it really means that religious institutions are pretty much exempt from employment laws in pretty broad situations, Jeremy.
Because we just got this ruling a few weeks ago from the court saying that people couldn't be fired from their jobs based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Does that mean that in this case, at a religious school, they could still fire somebody based on that or based on race?
Well, not based on race, Jeremy. I mean, the courts have been really clear that there is no exception when it comes to discriminating against people on the basis of race. That's illegal. But yes, I think the fact that the court says that there is a ministerial exception would certainly seem to me to mean that religious institutions could say that they're not going to hire somebody on the basis of their sexual orientation, or let's say because they believe in same-sex marriage, because those would violate the school's religious beliefs. I would say this certainly would make it clear that schools, institutions would have that freedom, yes.
NPR religion and belief correspondent Tom Gelton, thank you.
You bet, Jeremy.